I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. There's no let-up in Israel's assault on Gaza and Hamas rocket attacks into Israel. The fighting has entered a third week with mounting casualties on both sides. Israel says a Hamas commander in charge of launching rockets into Israel from Gaza City was killed by ground fire. Also, during a three-hour lull today, Israel dropped leaflets warning residents to evacuate their homes. A United Nations spokesman says the pause in fighting was not long enough to resume aid deliveries into Gaza. The humanitarian situation there is described as desperate, and Palestinian medical sources say at least 800 people have been killed in Gaza since the Israeli offensive began. 13 Israelis, including 10 soldiers, have also died. A super tanker crew held for months by pirates is now on its way to safe waters. The pirates released the vessel after receiving a ransom payment that was dropped by parachute. Four of the pirates drowned after their skiff capsized in rough seas. Initial reports say pirates were asking for as much as $25 million to free the Saudi-owned ship and crew, but may have lowered their demands to around $3 million. It's back to work for Indian government oil workers after a three-day strike that crippled Indian commerce. Some 45,000 oil workers walked off the job after the government refused their demands for higher pay. The labor standoff ended after days of intense government pressure, including threats of job loss and even arrests to strikers. Meantime, talks with a second group of nationwide strikers may soon be underway. The Indo-Asia News Services says India's transport minister is ready to discuss demands from truckers. Many across India have parked their rigs, calling for a reduction in diesel and tire prices. We're getting more details on President-elect Barack Obama's proposed economic stimulus plan. His economic team says the plan will create 3.5 million jobs. The president-elect puts the cost of the package at a whopping $775 billion. Although Obama admits even his own economic advisors tell him there's significant margin of error in the projected job numbers, the president-elect warns the recession could last for years if nothing is done. An honor today for former President Bush. President George H.W. Bush is getting a ship named after him. His son, the current president, spoke this morning about the honor.
Englishman, I want to thank you all for coming. Laura and I are thrilled to be here to help commission an awesome ship and to honor an awesome man. President George H.W. Bush.
The former president says the work aboard the ship will be hard and thanked the men and women who would be working aboard for their sacrifices. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.